And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and thanks for being here, Lucas. This is really great of you. I know it's tough to get up this early in the morning, but here you are, and it's very cold out there. When I got in the car this morning, it was 3 degrees in Great Barrington. That's cold.
It is cold. But, hey, can you give us an update on the tower?
I can. Listen, this is the highest point in anything I can remember around here at WAMC. We are finally getting the chance to own the tower we've been on all this time. We've been renters, and it's always better to be, you know, in a position where you control your own destiny, and we all know that. And so we're going to move to this. We have paid so much of the money that we is the buttress between us and being out in the cold, and now we have to replace that. It's that simple. I'm not going to make any narrative up here that isn't so. And everybody knows it. And the money has come pouring in. I'll give you a report. There's about $400,000 that has come in just these few days since we announced that there was going to be, that we needed this $1 million to buy the tower. That's a lot of money, and still it's coming in. A lot of people are taking that last-minute deduction, but that's not why they're doing it. I know why they're doing it. It's because we're all in this community together, which we have made. Everybody understands it. Everywhere Joe goes, everywhere I go, everywhere you go, people are talking to us about how excited they are that we're finally going to own this tower. WAMC.org, get in on it now. There are only a few days left before the tax deduction disappears. But as I say, that's not really what it's all about. And I'm counting on everybody to get there. WAMC.org. Follow the prompts. Do what you can. And we really love you for doing it.
Now, I don't want to ignore the headlines, but in the news this morning, I guess former Republican U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore does not believe he's a former candidate. He's now going to the court to attempt to halt the confirmation of Democrat Doug Jones to the Senate. What do you make of that? Is that going to benefit him at this point, still pushing?
Well, look, this guy's a very strange fellow. There are those people who think, you know, he's a little bit off. But he keeps doing this. He's been thrown out of his judicial roles twice now for disobeying federal mandates. He is a guy who is a little bit wacko. I think people think that this is his entitlement. He can do what he wants, but the Republicans want nothing to do with him. Trump announced as soon as he got trounced, basically that he was through with him, and congratulated his opponent. The Republican Secretary of State has said that there's nothing that he has seen which would substantiate any claim of voter irregularity, and that he's going to name Jones and certify Jones this afternoon at 1 o'clock. I doubt very much we're going to see any real reversal here. And of course, the implications are huge. There are some things you don't want to talk about. One of them is that with Jones winning, that means the Republicans are up one seat. And, of course, John McCain is very ill. We know that. We're all sort of praying and hoping for him. But that could make it even Steven. So if he dies, and we certainly hope that he doesn't, but it's a possibility. So it's getting very close. Plus, there's a wave coming, which all the polls are predicting, a Democratic wave. So this is a very interesting time in American politics.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you so much for being here.